Hello, 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 welcome to this episode of the What's New on the Net.com podcast. It's a beautiful Sunday today, March 13, 2022, and in the studio is your favorite host Saurabh Goswala. Here's what happened in the world of technology this week. Sit back and enjoy. Two days ago, WhatsApp launched a feature named Code Verify, intended to improve its security. The tool consists of a browser extension that makes sure users are really running WhatsApp, and that the code has not been tampered with in an attempt to hack or otherwise attack users. WhatsApp said that after it launched the multi-device support, it was seeing an increasing number of WhatsApp web logins, and the web app is naturally less resilient against attacks. So Code Verify ensures the same level of security as a native app on Windows, iOS, or Android. Digital payments platform Stripe has launched crypto payment support to give customers one more way to onboard Web3 users. Stripe announced a suite of products aiming to give customers access to tools and APIs that make it easier for customers to buy and store crypto tokens, cash out, trade NFTs, and handle compliance workflows like Know Your Customer. Stripe's support page notes that the company's products will enable support for users to buy more than 135 plus cryptocurrencies with fiat currencies in 180 countries. Brave Browser is shipping a new, powerful privacy-protecting feature called Unlinkable Bouncing. This feature protects your privacy by noticing when you're about to visit a privacy-harming, or otherwise suspect, website, and instead routes that visit through a new, temporary browser storage. This prevents the site from identifying you by tying your footprint to that of previous visits, but allows the site to otherwise function as normal. Essentially, each visit appears as a unique, first-time visit, thus anonymizing your digital fingerprint. This temporary storage is then deleted when you browse away from the suspect site, preventing the site from re-identifying you on future visits.
Here is a shout-out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs, and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses, and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com@gmail.com.
This week, there was one more app that launched a security feature. The Match Group midweek rolled out background checks to its flagship dating app Tinder. The offering will be made available to Tinder users through the in-app safety center, which is accessible anywhere in the app via the blue shield icon. The in-app experience will direct users to the Garbo website, owned by the Match Group, where they'll be able to fill in basic information about their match. The company says users typically only need the match's first name and a phone number to get started. However, if Garbo can't locate a unique match, it won't return any results and will instead prompt for more information, like the match's age. So now, going ahead, when Garbo surfaces its results, Tinder users can choose what they want to do next. If the person's results indicate they have a history of violence, the user will be encouraged to report the match to Tinder. My point is, shouldn't Tinder have done this before? This week will also be remembered as the time when Apple announced the iPhone SE, a new iPhone at what it described as an incredible price. Clearly, the idea is now to target customers of Samsung and other phone makers. iPhone SE with a 4.7-inch display has upgrades including the performance of A15 Bionic, which powers advanced camera capabilities, and power-intensive operations like gaming and augmented reality. Along with 5G, longer battery life, and improved durability, iPhone SE comes in three colors: Midnight, Starlight, and Red, which are not really Apple colors. iPhone SE will be available for pre-order from March 11th, with availability beginning March 18th. Finding great products on the internet is not always easy. Products are advertised in such a way that they may or may not be worthwhile, while reviews might be scant. Obviously, it's better to rely on peer reviews and lists of products that are curated by real people who back their selection with their personal name. However, these types of lists are hard to find. Enter Startup Upshouts, a web interface for creating and distributing product lists. Upshouts is a community-based platform that allows users to build a list of products they personally admire and then present their list to other users. If sales are made as a result of any item listed, the creator receives commission. So, basically, the idea behind the platform is to offer a method for creators to earn from links to products that they curate. Currently, creators can only build lists of products from Amazon.com, but the developers plan to expand their selection criteria in the near future. Getting started on the Upshouts website is easy. Simply sign up using your Google account and start creating lists. Users can categorize items on their lists and group them together, which makes it easier for customers to find products to buy. Each user receives a dedicated page linked to their profile. These pages are beautifully designed to showcase the user's selected items and looks much like a professionally built e-commerce website. That's Upshout.com.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
So that's it, folks. It's a wrap for this week. I am at the end of today's podcast. Don't forget to like it and, of course, subscribe. I am out of the studio now. This is Saurabh Goswala signing off. Till we meet next Sunday. Goodbye.